Blog Talk Radio. You know, there is no time, no space where God is at. His power is always present. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the airline and everybody Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Learn to respect that power of God. Yes, Lord. Make you want to walk right. Want to keep going when you feel like giving up. Learn to respect the power of God. There's no power, no authority that exceeds God. Here we are once again. I'm your host, Dr. James Thompson. And this is my show. Failure is not an option. I would like to thank you all for tuning in. All of you calling in from Skype, calling in, using your phones, using your computers. Thank you for tuning in. God is good. I love that song, Learn to Respect the Power of God. When we learn how to respect the power of God, we learn how to be patient and wait for God to do what he has to do. I have a great show for you tonight. We're going to do another prayer service, another travailing show tonight. We have some tremendous guests, powerfully anointed people who will be praying for you. I'm proud to announce that my chief apostle is on the air tonight, chief apostle Dr. Kim Warfield from Cultivating Holiness and Investigation Ministry. She's going to be on tonight praying for us, taking us into a new year. I know the new year hasn't gotten here yet, but so we can always prepare, we can always pray. And before we get any further, I'd like to start the show now with a prayer. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the concept of prayer. Then I'm going to ask these dynamic warriors to come on and pray that at the times God is good. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for everything that you do for us. We surrender to your will. We humbly submit ourselves for you to use us for your tool, as your instrument, God. Father, we love you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Father, I ask that you open our minds so that we can digest your word and honor the words of everyone that prays here tonight. Father, I give you all praise, all glory, all honor, and totally submit to your will. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to do this one more time. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And as I said, for those who are just tuning in, I have some dynamic people, dynamic warriors, soldiers who will be praying tonight. And one in particular is my chief apostle, Dr. Kim Warfield. And I will be calling them on to pray. But this time, I'm going to talk a little bit about praying as I did the last time when we had this show, because I want you to understand that, you know, it's important. Prayer is vital to our relationship with God. Prayer is vital to our relationship with God. So I'm going to take the first few minutes and do a little talking about prayer, if you don't mind. And see, Christ told us that we were instructed by Christ to pray. And he said, the word tells us to pray without ceasing. And you might get, some people might say, well, I can't walk around all day praying. What does this mean? Well, let's look at the parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 and 8. It's a parable of persistent widow. Excuse me. The parable says, the word of God says this: then he spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge. Now, let me break this up. He said, you know, we should always pray and not to lose heart. Then he told a story, gave a parable. He said, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God, nor regarded man. So this guy was something special. He was different. He didn't fear God, and he didn't have any fear of man. So he operated on his own will and his own accord. So Christ goes on to say, now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. Now we're talking about a man who does not fear God and who does not fear man at all. So this guy is kind of a rock. You know, he moves when he wants to move. He does what he wants to do when he wants to do it. But this is just a little. This is Christ telling us a story about how we should pray without ceasing. He said that the woman went to him and told this man, get justice for me from my adversary. And in verse 4 it says, and he would not for a while. He paid her no attention. But afterwards he said within himself, he had to stop and think about this thing, because this widow, she was very persistent. And this is when we look at this concept of being persistent, this is praying without ceasing. This is applying yourself to having a conversation. This is what prayer means. Prayer means to have a conversation or to talk to God. You can do it in a quiet room. I mean, you don't have to make a grand spectacle of it. You can pray from the inside in your spirit, and God hears you just as well as we're shouting out. But let's go on. And it said, but afterwards he said within himself, though I do not fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual, listen, by her continual coming, she weary me, praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. Then the Lord said in verse 6, this is Luke 18, you can read it yourself, I'm in verse 6 now of Luke chapter 18, and the word of God says, then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I'm going to stop with them and look at that. Though he bears long with them. Sometimes we pray and we look for an instantaneous result. But then see, he's saying here that God bears long. It may take some time. God operates on his time, not your time. We don't command God. We don't tell God what to do. We don't have him as a genie in a lamp and we rub it and then he appears and we tell him we need this and he does it. No, that's not the way it operates and that's not the way it works. He says, though he bears long with them, bears long with us, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? That was a question. That wasn't a statement. He was saying, when the man of God, when I return, will I find faith on this earth? Will you still be praying without ceasing? Will you still have the concept and the mindset? As my chief apostle spoke about last night, spoke about having the right mindset. And here and again, we have that word mindset, having the right mindset to pray without ceasing. And as I said, it doesn't mean praying out loud. And I'm going to do these 3 words, and then I'm going to call on all these prayer warriors and let them pray. I want to point out 3 words in that story. 3 words in that story. One word is patience. Patience. Patience means to be able to accept or tolerate delays. We have to be patient. And patience is a virtue. I was reading about patience, how key essential it is when you're applying yourself developing a relationship with God or allowing God to work for you. When you ask God to take care of the thing, you have to be patient and you have to wait. It is a very important aspect of praying. This woman had patience because she was consistently going before this man who I spoke about earlier had no fear of God and no fear of man. This was a hard rock. This man was difficult to move, in other words. Patience. And she persevered. That means to continue in a course of action, even when you don't see any results, even when there's a difficulty there, when you don't see any process, you don't see any progress, is what I want to say. She persevered. And the other word is strength. Now, I told you, one is patient, one is persevere, and the other one is persistent. And the word persistent means continually. Continuing firmly in the course of action. So I want to get these 3 words when we talk about praying without ceasing. And if we can pray constantly, if we pray in our minds, we don't have to stand up and pray out loud so that everyone can see it. You can talk to God. Prayer means talk to God. So without any further delay, we talk about these 3 words. It's more than I could talk about, but I don't want to talk because we're going to have a prayer night Once again, we had one before. I thought it was beautiful. I enjoyed it. Everyone else did, too. Got a lot of comments from people who enjoyed it. And we're going to do that once again. And tonight, we're going to allow my chief apostle to lead us off in prayer. And we'll let her pray, and then we'll come back, and then we'll move on to others. Chief Apostle Dr. Mm-hmm. Kim Warfield, are you there?
I'm here.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm here.
So would you, we want you to start off our prayer tonight, Chief.
Amen. Amen. All hearts and minds cleared. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you first and foremost saying thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have waken us up. And Lord, even before I petition any more prayers up to you, I thank you right now for forgiving each and every one of us of our sins, Lord, so that our prayers can be heard and answered from heaven. And Lord, I know you are a God that answers prayers, Father. I watch you answer many prayers this week for me. And I just say thank you, Father. And Lord, I just thank you right now for everyone that's on this line tonight, Father, that you will answer each and every one of our prayers, Lord. Father, this is a new season that's coming in for your people, and this is a greater season, Lord, that we must trust and believe and have faith that you are going to do all things. So, Lord, as we are on this phone line tonight, I thank you for each and every one, Father, that their ears, their eyes, their hearts, and their spirits will be open to the bishop preaching on prayer tonight, or teaching on prayer tonight. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your blessing, for your Holy Spirit to dwell right now in the midst of each and every one of us. And, Lord, again, I say thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for who you are. And thank you for what you're about to do in each and every one of us. And I will say again, thank you, thank you, thank you. In your son's name I pray and I give you thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chief Apostle. For those who are just tuning in, we're having a night of prayer. As I said, we have done this once before. Not going to be a whole lot of teaching. I'm not talking. I may speak in between each one of the dynamic individuals that will be praying for us. And if you just tune in, the voice that you heard was our Chief Apostle of Cultivating Wholeness and Restoration Ministries, Chief Apostle Dr. Kim Warfield. And we're going to move on. For those who are tuning in, just tuning in, I see there's some new callers in. We've talked about the persistent widow. We use that as a story to identify how we have to be consistent, have to be patient and persevere and persistent in our conversation with God. And it's not when we have to speak loud and so that everyone can see us. It's a simple personal private conversation with God, but we have to have patience and wait for God to answer. I have another dynamic woman of God on here. We have Apostle Cora Leslie on here. I'm going to try to do this with some sense of protocol. I don't know everybody's data right. That word data right means the date that you became an apostle, a pastor, a preacher, a teacher, whatever. But I do know my senior chief apostle speaks first, and then I know I have Apostle Cora Leslie on the phone. Apostle Leslie, would you pray? And I remember now the last time we had this, I gave each one of you a subject. But this time I didn't do that. I want you to pray what God has laid on your heart that we need in the year 2016. Apostle Leslie, are you with us?
Yeah. Hello.
Amen.
I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here.
Yes. Could you give us a prayer, please?
Okay. Before I pray, I'm going to ask a request because it's on my heart, okay? So if Chief Apostle, and you don't mind, I would like to share a little testimony for that happened today. If you don't mind, before I pray,
sure,
not gonna be long.
Continue.
Okay. This morning I went to take my grandson. No, I wake up this morning and I just went into pray. I was in intercession. I didn't know what was gonna happen. I just prayed. and intercede. So I went to take him to the barber, and I was running late. So on my way back from the barber, I came up military, not realizing that I was driving so fast. And when I look up, I hear this siren, and I said, Keon, that's the police? He said, yes. I said, they're coming after me? He said, yes, Granny, the light's on. He said, turn in the plaza. And I turn. And I pull in the car, and I begin to pray, serious prayer, me and Keon. I declare some stuff because I didn't even realize a letter came. I was late in paying my insurance, and it was suspended last week. And I started to pray, and I said, Lord, let seeing eyes be blind. I say, Father, right now, I say, you know, this is nothing I did purposely. I was rushing because I had to go to work at 1. I say, Father, forgive me. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I cancel the works of the enemy, and I begin to pray. And then he came over, and he said to me, you know you was doing 61 in a 45 zone? I said, sir, I didn't even recognize. I said, I was rushing, and I'm so sorry. So he said, give me your driver's license. I give him the driver's license. He went back to the car, and I started to pray, Keon, and in agreement, I said, God, right now in Jesus' name, I said, nothing that is to be seen, don't let it be seen, Father, you know. And we started praying, and Keon said, he's coming, and I stopped. He came to the car, and he said, he showed me, he said, you were doing 61 in a 45 zone. He said, but I'm going to give you a warning. The next time, you know, it won't be like this. I said, thank you, I appreciate it. I really am sorry because I was rushing to work. But, you know, that shook me up. Mm-hmm. And I remember last night when Apostle, you know, I don't know who she was talking to, but for me, I receive it as she was talking to me because I became laid back and was not a bit lazy and was not, and I thank her because that did something to my spirit. So when I got up this morning, but you see, the enemy had a plan because he knew the insurance was out. And just the very thing that you fear came upon you. But because of prayer, because I stood in there, I believe God and declare, and I said, God, don't let him see. You know, he didn't even ask me for my no insurance, nothing. He just took my driver's license, and I just after when he said that, he gave me a, you know, saying, it's just a warning. And he said, I wouldn't say that you was driving 61. I would say 54. Mm. And I just began to thank God. I said, God, this is awesome. I say, Lord, mm-hmm. I just give you praise today because of obedience. Because many times we hear and we just dash it aside. But what she was saying last night was so profound, you know, that it really bear in my spirit. Because we have such authority that we are not using. Mm-hmm. And because I listened to what she said after and I meditate on it after, got off the phone and said, God, yes, I'm too many things is happening to me. I need to rise up. You know, I need to rise up and do what I do. So I just said this to encourage us to see the power. I was wrong. I was breaking the law, right? But unconsciously, you know, I didn't realize because I'm thinking about getting to work on time. I still end up getting to work late. So, you know, I begin to praise God. I say, God, I thank you because I got up this morning and I cleared the atmosphere. I said, you know, if he had then driving and the insurance was suspended, I just came home and I called and paid for the insurance right away. So I give God glory tonight. So I have so much to thank God for. And I say, God, keep me at that place. I thank God, you know, when we are, you know, when you put the fire under us, you know, when the word comes, we sometimes ignore it and we say it's not me, but it is for us, all of us. That word is for us. And I give praise and I thank Chief Apostle, I really appreciate last night how God used you to stir up, something that was lying dominant, because the enemy was like, had me so confused that I knew that my prayer life was not to where the standard. But, I break it last night or this weekend. God just ministered to me in such a mighty way. And I give God praise tonight. And I want to encourage all of us, prayer works. It worked for me this morning.
Amen.
It worked. It worked.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
It worked. I could have got a ticket. He could have seen that my insurance was suspended. Okay? But God blind, I say God blind the eyes. What he ain't supposed to see, he ain't even asked for the insurance. And I give God glory tonight. And
amen.
I just believe tonight that we all can get our breakthrough. Whatever we are, I heard Chief Apostle say things happen because she believes God. We have to believe when we pray that we receive. Our faith has to be in that place. So without any further ado, I just want to give God praise and just lift up his name tonight. So, Father, I just thank you. I have so much to thank you for tonight, God, because you are sure and awesome, God. We fail you, but you never fail us. So, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent tonight, even when I am complacent, when I allow to take on the things of the world. You say we are in the world and not of the world. When I allow things to oppress me, when I allow things to discourage me, when I allow things to, oh God, to come before you. So Father, tonight I ask forgiveness. I repent, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you for all that you will do among us. God, Father, we have these couple of months. Oh, God, it's coming to the end of the year. But we had teaching that we can run with. We got word that we can, if we receive it, we don't have to worry about anything. Oh, God, once we put you first, we cannot come last. So, Lord, tonight I just thank you that even as we are approaching 2016, that our very life or very testimony would be, oh, God, will be such that people will be drawn to you, God, our actions, when they see us, oh, God. Father, increase our anointing. Give us an anointing without measure, oh, God. Oh, God, it is time, God. Too long, God, we have been at Ludabar. God, it's time for us to rise up, oh, God, and claim what is rightfully ours, God. You have given it to us. You went to the cross. You did not have to do it. And because you went to the cross, you set us free. So, God, we are free in our spirit tonight. We are free, God. Oh, God, we have the authority to tell the enemy that is squatting on us to move. God, he's intruding. He's trespassing on private property. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, I command the enemy to move. I serve him eviction tonight in the name of Jesus, to move out of our life, to move out of our situation. Oh, God, we need a breakthrough, God. We need our mind to be free up so we can do your will, so we can minister to others. Because if we are in bondage, Almighty God, we cannot minister to others. God, we have got to be real. We have got to be free. So,
yes.
God, tonight I declare freedom in the name of Jesus.
Freedom.
For every leader on this phone. God, we will not go into 2016 with no baggage, God. I declare tonight that baggage is thrown off. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I decree tonight, in the name of Jesus, we will never be the same. I decree tonight that no situation will get us down, because we know who we serve. And God, you are mighty. And because you are mighty, when we trust you, when we stay in your word, when we call on your name, you answer. God, you show me that I only have to call on you. You said, call on me and Jeremiah 3:3, and I will show you my great and mighty things that you do not know. God, we have not begun to step into the things that you want to show us because we have not been calling. But God, tonight I break every chain. I break every chain tonight that have called us, oh God, not to be who you have called us to be. Even in our mother's womb, you have called us. Oh God, you have called Shatobo Sekeyaka. You have called us, oh God. Many of us have gone through some situation, but it is not because that the enemy could just come and throw this thing at us. It's because, oh God, we are recognized with you, God. Oh my God, Father, tonight, because you have a purpose and plan, we have gone through all sorts of things, but let us rise up and throw off the old clothes, throw off the old garment, oh my God, and step in, oh God, you are raised that third day anointing. God, I pray for the third day anointing, because third day when you arose from the grave, you arose triumphantly, and because you arose triumphantly, we can triumph over every situation, over every darkness. God, nothing can hinder us, because you live, and because you live, we can face tomorrow. Because you live, God, everything that the enemy is tossing at us right now in the name of Jesus, we break free, God. We break free. We annihilate, God, tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we decree tonight we will never be the same again. We shall never be the same, God. We too much knowledge. Knowledge is power. And God, we have been taught. God, it is time for us to exercise what we have been taught. We cannot at school. Oh my God, we are taught. And then we have to sit the exam. So it's time for us, whatever we have received from Chief Apostle and the Bishop, let us go out. Oh my God, and demonstrate it. Oh, no more time for sitting down idle. No more time for being at the pool of Bethesda. It is time to rise up and do what you have called us to do. God, we want so much. God, we keep begging, but we ain't going to get it because we are not moving into the place that you have called us to move into. God, we have been standing by the wayside. Oh my God, begging arms. It is time to command the devil to go. It's time to take a authority. He is trespassing on our territory, our family, our children. It is time, oh my God, Satan, to loose. Hey, Kosoto, every demonic spirit. Right now I come against the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of nigromancy, the spirit of black magic, the spirit of voodoo. Hey, Kosoto, hexes and vexes. Those spirits that have been keeping us in bondage, I loose them tonight. I break free tonight. God, we break free in the spirit tonight. Shatabo Sika, we break every Shato Godaba. We speak to bondage. We say no longer will we be in bondage. No longer will we be captive. We are free people tonight. We are free because you are free, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, tonight, God, arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of God is shining on us. Tonight, God, we declare victory tonight. God, I declare victory for every leader represented on this line tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree that whatever they have been fighting with, whatever has been hindering them, God. 2015, it is done. It is finished. You said it was finished when you stood on the cross and died for us. You bled and died. Oh my God, that blood that was shed at Calvary was for our freedom. Oh my God. So tonight, God, I declare freedom. In the name of Jesus, freedom in our body.
Yes.
I speak to sickness now. In the name of Jesus, I command sickness to go. I say, be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Your koshata, sickness, you are a squatter. And tonight, I uproot you and give you an eviction notice. Mm. I serve you notice tonight. Yeah. You will not squat no more on God's property, on God's territory. Mm. I pray, God, for the finances of your people. I release your people's finances tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. You said the same blessings of Abraham, and we are blessed tonight. God, I declare our bank account is full tonight. No lack. Yes. No more will we lack. No more will we okashotobo satayo. The spirit of lack. I call you by your name. I say lack, you must go tonight.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now.
Because the blood of Jesus, the blood that was shed on Calvary is against you. I draw a bloodline around every leader finances tonight. And I declare increase. I say no stealing spirit, no foxes is stealing the bread anymore in the name of Jesus. Everything that was buried, I dig it up now in the name of Jesus. I say we shall walk into gold and silver. We shall possess the land. No more will we be barely getting now right next to Grumble Alley, but we shall say we have. We shall have more Hakashutu than we need, that we can give, God, in abundance, God. We cannot sit by and watch the unsaved man. Oh, my God, prospering. And we are your children. We are making you a liar. So tonight, in the name of Jesus, I serve that spirit of lack. Hey, notice, I evict you tonight. Take your hands out of God's people, finances. I declare in 2016, we shall prosper. I declare we shall have money. Oh, God, I declare, I call for millions. I call forth millions right now. I call forth houses. I call forth lands. I call forth buildings in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we are going moving into 2016, oh, God. Mm. Oh, God, year of jubilee. And, God, we are going to be jubilant because, God, we have won the battle.
Yes,
so, Lord, tonight, God, I just thank you for the release for every leader, release in their mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break every mindset that is not of you on this phone, God. Oh,
yes,
God, we need to speak, oh, God, what you speak. We need, oh, God, to begin to declare what you declare. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Yes, God. We are prosperous. Our body is in good health.
Yes,
God, we are speaking what you speak, God. Oh, Father, we will never be the same again. Father, I thank you for uprooting us. I thank you for turning us out inside out. I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. We were too complacent, but I thank you, God, for putting the fire. Oh, my God, for bulldozing. Oh, my God, it is time, God. We rise up. No more laziness in the kingdom of God. Oh, God, we find that Christians are too lazy. Hamashata. Laziness must go. Father, in the name of Jesus, your will must be done. If we don't do it, who is going to do it? We cannot say we love you and we sit idly by and do nothing. Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight I declare victory tonight for your people. I declare in the name of Jesus, we shall not want, we shall not lack, because you are our Father, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, do we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. God, thank you tonight. God, I bless our leaders tonight. I bless Chief Apostle tonight. I bless Bishop tonight, God. I thank you, God, for those people who have given their time. They could be doing something else, God. But, God, they choose. It was a choice they made, oh, God. Oh, God. God, to come on this line to help us. Oh, God, to help encourage us. I want sharpen iron to help us move to the next level. I always hear her for years. For 5 years, I know Chief Apostle. She always saying about the next level. Hallelujah, God. Father, I thank you that in 2015 that we are moving to the next level. 2016, God, we are being elevated. Oh, God. So, God, I pray for them tonight. God, I pray, Father, that you will touch them. If there's anything in their bodies, God, I pray tonight. I declare sickness gone. Father, whatever it is, oh, God, anything, oh, God. Oh, God, any depression or oppression that will come to attack them right now, I build a hedge around them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, they are your servants, oh, God. And, Father, many shall come to know you, God. So, Father, I thank you. You, God. I thank you for the blood, Father, around them.
Yes.
I thank you for the blood at their door. God, I thank you, God, that the enemy, oh God, Shatai, release 10,000 of angels, God, around them, oh God, Father, to keep them, oh God. Tonight we encourage them. We say, you have done a great work. Continue. Continue to go up. Do not come down. For I know many times that the enemy will come to discourage because of circumstances, because of situation. But I want to say to you, keep going. God has made a record. It is recorded in heaven. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Push till it happens. The woman with the issue of blood, oh my God, the crowd was drawn in. But she said, if she could only touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she can be made whole. Tonight, just reach out and touch tonight, because Jesus is passing by. And one touch tonight can make a difference in our life and in our situation, God. We shall be telling great stories. We don't come to beg for prayer, God, but we shall be telling great stories. We shall lay hands on the sick and see them recover. We shall, oh God, speak to the demonic spirit and they shall flee. Father, I thank you for the, oh God, this season, because we are in a different season. God, I thank you for this season. And Father, I cover everyone tonight, God. And I say in the name of Jesus, no attack, no backlash. The enemy will not touch them tonight, God. But they will stay under the veil, God. They will stay under this anointing that is so rich in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, and I give you all the glory. God, I thank you. I thank you, God, for keeping me. I thank you for watching over me and my family. I thank you, Lord. You have been good. And God, where I have failed you, God, I ask your forgiveness, Lord. I ask you to help me to keep going, keep going, keep going. God, I thank you. God, you show me that you've just got to speak the word and see it happen. Father, I thank you tonight. And all praise, God, goes to you. I will not take your glory, but I give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory tonight. I bow to you, God, tonight. I humble myself. I must decrease so you can increase. So, Lord, I give you all the praise tonight, all the glory, God. Touch, God, everyone on this line tonight. God, and God, even when we go off this line, God, the anointing will be so rich. Those who come in contact with us, they too will change, God. We will see transformation, oh God, in the lives of your people. And I say amen. Thank you once again, Daddy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you tonight. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah in your name, Father. No other name but your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. See, now that's praying. That's praying. That's talking to God. I receive every word of it. I praise you, Lord, for allowing this instrument, your child, to be able to bring forth such a blessing on all of us over this line tonight, all of us who can hear it, and also for all of those who cannot hear it, out of sight, but never out of mind. Thank you, Lord. That was a wonderful prayer. Thank you, Apostle Paul, Leslie, for that dynamic prayer. It goes along with something that Chief Apostle spoke about last night. Once again, it was about the right mindset. It's a little something on Luke chapter 18:8-14. I want to give you on that particular point just to show you that how valid that is. But before I do, I want to thank you once again, Apostle Paul, Leslie, for you talked about freedom. You prayed for freedom for this. You prayed for quite a few things, but freedom, and that's reaching another level. And you gave an eviction notice to the devil tonight. You gave an eviction notice in that prayer. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Just listening to that spirit just flow like rivers of living water, as the word of God said. It just flows out of you. It flows out of you. And see, when it flows out of you like that, you're talking about it's coming from your heart. I was talking to this young lady about prayer once, and I mentioned this before, but at this time I think I need to mention it again, because she was talking about God hearing her, whether God heard her or didn't hear her. And you were talking about, well, if you think in your mind, you know, that's an intellectual prayer, but when you pray from the core, your heart, like you were doing, Apostle, I appreciate that prayer from the heart. I appreciate that prayer from the heart, and God bless you in the name of Christ.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
And we have some more people, we have some more dynamic men and women of God who will be bringing us a prayer. As I said, I know that it's not New Year's, but my chief apostle mentioned to me some time ago about us needing to have more prayer, more prayer, more prayer. And I tried to now turn my show into a night of prayer.
Amen.
We did it last month, and I'm doing it this month, and I'm going to continue to do it. And we have one night of prayer where I have everybody that's on who wants to pray. As I said once before, I gave everybody a subject, but I want you to come on and pray what God has placed in your heart, just like that dynamic prayer that we just received by Apostle Paul Leslie. Let me go here. I want to show you the right mindset. As Chief was speaking on this, Chief Apostle Kim Warfield from Cultivating Wholeness and Restoration Ministries, she was speaking on this just the other night. And here's a scripture. Let me read this. Let's read this. The right mindset, the right heart. We must have that. Let's go to Luke chapter 18, verse 8 and 14. And then when we come back, we'll have another dynamic prayer warrior come on and pray for us. The word of God says this in Luke chapter 18. Go there with me if you will. Luke chapter 18, verse 8, beginning there, verse 9. And it says, the word says, and he spake, folk, this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Now, see, I want you to hear that for a moment. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Chief Apostle just talked about this, having the right mindset. This is a perfect example of having that mindset. Christ said that he spoke a parable. The word says he spoke a parable unto them which trusted in themselves. Got to hear that. He said them which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous. You can think that you're righteous. And when you think that you, let's go on, instead of me telling you about it, let me read about it so that you can hear it yourself. Or better yet, pull out your sword. Pull out your sword. Pull out your word and look at it yourself. That's Luke chapter 18, verse 9. And we're in verse 10, and said, two men, this is a parable. He said, two men. I'm going to pause for a moment because I feel like I need you to go and see this for yourself, because so many times we hear people telling us stuff, we don't see it for ourselves. So it's got to be by the sword. Go to Luke chapter 18 and begin at verse 9. But I'm on verse 10 now. And verse 10 says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust adulterers, even as this publican. I fast twice in 1 week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, who was standing off, far off, the word says, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And in verse 14, Christ said this, when he gave this example of having the right mindset, having that mindset that allows that spirit to flow as it did from Apostle Paul's underscored her dynamic prayer for us going into 2016. Christ said this. He said, I tell you, this is verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For anyone that exalted himself shall be obeyed. And he that humbled himself shall be exalted. We have to have, when Apostle was praying, she was praying for everybody, everybody. And to the very end, it wasn't until the very end where she asked God for something for herself. She was speaking for that the world and everybody that she knew in and all of us that are on this line. And that's having the right mindset. And again, it goes hand in hand. If you're walking down the street driving in a car, it goes hand in hand with what the Word of God says about praying. We have to be in the right spirit, right heart, right mindset. And Christ says this in Matthew 18 and verse 19. In Matthew 18 and verse 19, he said, wherever two or more gather together, that's where you'll find him in the middle. And we have more than two or three gathered here tonight, and we are looking for him, and I am so pleased that I just got a glimpse of him in my spirit when I had that prayer that was prayed by Apostle Cole. And I'm still holding on to him. And I want thank you, Jesus. I'm going to move on. I'm going to ask, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you. I'm going to move on now. Jesus. I'm going to ask Pastor Andrews. And Pastor Andrews, will you take us into 2016 with a prayer, please, in Jesus' name.
Chief Apostle, want to say one thing. Always have to seal. I have to seal every prayer. I just came in and prayed earlier, but always have me to seal every prayer at the end.
Amen. Go ahead, then.
No, at the end. After everybody prays, I will seal everybody's prayer.
Okay. I misunderstood what you were saying. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's move on. Jesus, Pastor Andrews, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I know you are. I see you.
Amen. To God be the glory. I'm thankful tonight to be on the line with y'all one more time. I give honor to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to my apostle, Dr. Kim Warfield, to Apostle Coral, Bishop Thompson, and all the apostles' leaders on the line. I bid you all a good night. I'm so grateful. I am grateful when I tell you I am grateful to have been on this line tonight, last night, when we received a powerful word, and I received everything from last night, tonight. What I'm telling you, my spirit is overjoyed, is running, and I just received everything. I thank God because I've been going through, and my family, but to God be the glory. From the weekend until now, I've seen nothing but God's glory. I've been seeing nothing but of blessings and God just stepping in. And to some people that may, what I saw would not have, maybe it wasn't enough, but to me it was, even if it was just a tiny bit, I'm thanking God tonight that I am with y'all tonight. I am thanking God that I'm a part of a family, a praying family, a strong family as cultivating wholeness and restoration.
Yes.
I am grateful and thankful that he put me with great people as yourself, Chief Apostle. Apostle Cora, I'm so glad and I'm thankful. I'm thankful and I'm grateful. And my prayer tonight, Lord, as I come before you as humble, Lord Jesus. And I give you the glory and I thank you tonight, Father. I'm thanking you tonight, Father, and please cleanse me. Anything that I've said or did, Father, that was not right in your sight, I ask you to remove it right now, Lord, and forgive me, Lord Jesus, as I come before you. But I'm asking you, Lord, right now, Lord, as us leaders and many leaders across the globe are standing and making you number one and are fighting in the spirit and praying, Lord, I ask you to touch their families, Lord, the families, Lord Jesus, that don't see what the leaders see. And I'm thanking you right now, Lord, that you move in a mighty way in these families, the families of all your leaders all over the globe, starting with cultivating wholeness and restoration, starting with your children, Father, starting with the children to the young, to the children, the babies, the young teenagers, the adults, Lord Jesus. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to move in them. Open their eyes, Lord. Open their ears, touch their tongue, let them come forth and stand by their leaders, their family members who are standing for you, Lord. Let our families and children and aunts, uncles, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, let them, their loved one who speaks for you, Father, teach them how, Father. Teach them how to come forth and stand by their loved one, their leader. The respect, Lord Jesus, has to come. The respect. And I'm thanking you tonight for touching our families all over. We must come together. A family that prays together stays together. And we've got to see the enemy, know who he is and how he moves. He moves in families and causes distrust, mistrust, discouragement. He hinders. But tonight, I'm taking authority over the devil, over our families. And I'm thanking you, Lord, right now that you move in our families, that you touch every child in the name of Jesus. Every aunt, uncle, mother, father, sister, brother, Lord Jesus, that you touch them tonight. Have them to see what you want them to see, Lord, and to respect the leaders that you have called, loved ones that you have called, Father. Move on our families. Save their lives, Father. Save them. Save them, Father. And I thank you for the blood over every single family member. Every single family member of every leader on this line. Every leader across the country, in the name of Jesus, I'm thanking you tonight. I'm thanking you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, God. I add my thanks to all that Pastor Andrew has given you thanks for. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the glory. And we're going to move on. We're going to have some more dynamic prayer. But I want to deal with something, a point that was made in the opening scripture where the word tells us to pray without ceasing. And I want to just comment on that for a moment. And really, it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to pray the same thing over and over, the same prayer over and over again. It doesn't mean that. And even though we know that the persistent widow, she was consistently going back. And that's the key point there that Christ was trying to make when he was talking about praying without ceasing. You have to go back and have to be consistently going before the Lord and praying without ceasing. And the word to cease means to bring or come to an end. See, but we are not to come to an end. We're not to stop praying. Whatever the subject is, the Bible says, there's a song that says that we should take everything to God in prayer. And that's the same concept, praying without ceasing. And as I said earlier, you don't have to be grandiose in your prayer and stand before a coliseum full of people to pray or a room full of people to pray on a crowded bus. People all around you pray in your heart, pray in your spirit. You have a conversation with God. That's what prayer means. Prayer means to have a conversation with God. Let me read something for you. Again, we're going to have another one of our prayer warriors to pray. Let me read something. I want you to go to Philippians. Let me make sure. I think it's Philippians. Yes, it's Philippians chapter 4. Yes, go to Philippians chapter 4. Go there with me. I'll give you a moment to go there. Philippians chapter 4. And we begin in verse 4. And what it says, the word says to us, is rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. This is verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's read that again. I want you to ponder on that and meditate on it. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Regardless of the situation, regardless of what's happening, rejoice in the Lord, because we know that there is no power nor authority that exceeds God's power or his authority. And we just have to have the patience, because it will pass. And again, I say rejoice. And let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. He hears you. The Lord hears you when you pray from your heart. He hears you when you pray from your mind, but he knows that you haven't gotten it yet. So when you go into your heart, you have to speak to the Lord from a sincere state of mind, as the apostle spoke to us about having the right frame of mind. You have to have the right court, the right frame of mind to begin with, to get God to hear and answer your prayers. He hears all prayers, but then some are just like the publican. Like the man who was self-righteous. Then verse 6 says, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, not in some things, in everything, by prayer, listen to this, it says, by prayer, that's one, supplication. The word supplication means asking for something earnestly, humbly, sincerely, not like the man who prayed, how he fasted and how he did this, and he wasn't like the Republican, or he wasn't like the other man. No, sincerely, earnestly from your heart, humbly. Supplication, that's another word, and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Thank God after your prayer, thanking, because he's heard you. It's a matter of time. The process of us waiting for it to come to pass. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of waiting for it to come to pass. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice in the Lord always. Be careful for nothing. In everything, by prayer, supplications, with thanksgiving, let God know your requests. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, which passes all our understanding. We won't be able to understand it. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And we need these nights of prayer when we come together and touch and agree, maybe not physically, but we're touching and agreeing spiritually. And that is the most important aspect of touching and agreeing, being on one accord in the spirit. We want to move on. We have a new member of Cultivating Wholeness and Restoration Ministries. His name is Pastor-elect David McIntosh. I want the Pastor-elect to pray for us and to take us into 2016 with a prayer. Again, I know that this is not the new year, but the Bible just said, I read it, it says, in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Excuse me. So, Pastor McIntosh, how are you doing, Pastor McIntosh? How are you doing, David?
Oh, blessed and well. How are you doing?
Amen.
And greetings to everyone.
Greetings. Don't want to put you on the spot here, but I want you to pray. Talk to the Lord for us. Take us into 2016, something that you want to ask the Lord for all of us and for this planet. In Jesus' name, go ahead, please.
Amen. Abba Father, Daddy God, we love you. We praise you.
Yes.
We give you all honor. We give you all glory for who you are. For
yes.
all that you've done, for all that
yes.
you have yet to do. Oh, God, you are so great. You are so holy. You are so awesome. And you are our daddy. And as our daddy, we come to you. And we pray, Lord, in agreement with what's been asked before for prosperity going into this new year. You told us that the poor will be with us always. But in order for us to help the poor, we have to be able to give. We have
yes.
to have to help those in need. And Father, we thank you for your word that will not return void. We thank you for the promises of your word. We thank you that your word is yea and amen. And Father, as we proceed to begin businesses and to offer employment to those who are homeless, Lord, we pray that you would provide as we give you glory, as we give you honor. In Proverbs, it says when the thief is found, that he must restore sevenfold. Well, the thief has been found because in John, you said, the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But you've come to give us life.
Yes.
And life so abundant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And we claim these things because we know that you are faithful. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. A powerful prayer. Powerful prayer, brother. It doesn't take all day to get to the point that you express what you feel in your heart. And if it takes you all day, by all means, go for it. But I receive that powerful prayer, words that you put out in the atmosphere, that you place into God's hearing distance so he can take it and work with it. You have manifested those words, and now God will take them and he will work with them. Thank you for praying for us going into 2016. We're talking about praying tonight. And I'd like to take a moment before I ask one of our other guests to pray, one of our dynamic prayer warriors to pray. I'd like to take a moment and to thank everyone that's calling in. And I'm so happy we have a full line tonight that everyone is calling in and listening to the travailing of our prayer, reaching out to God My name is Dr. James Thompson, and this is my show, Failure is Not an Option, FINO for short. And as we continue with the show tonight, I just wanted to let you know that this prayer is working wonders. It's working wonders. It's going out, and it's touching people, and it's touching me. And we need to do it more often. We need to do it a lot more often. But for right now, I want to move on, and I'm going to ask another prayer warrior to come on. I know is a dynamic prayer warrior. She let me know that she would be coming on late, but she's consistently here and supports and always has a good word for us. I'm going to ask Pastor Hall. Pastor Hall, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you say your first name for me, please? You know I mess it up all the time. Lathonia. Pastor Lathonia Hall. Amen.
Amen.
If everyone that's listening, this is as all of us, a prayer warrior. Pastor Hall is a member of Cultivating Wholeness Restoration Ministry, Incorporated, where our chief apostle is Dr. Kim Warfield. Pastor Hall is one of her closest warriors. I would say she's dynamic, and I've grown to care a lot for her. We talk often. Pastor, could you lead us in the prayer, something that you would hope for us in 2016?
Okay. Greetings, everyone. To God be the glory. For this is the day the Lord has made, and we was truly glad and rejoiced in it. And I just bid you greetings, Chief Apostle, Dr. Kim Warfield, Bishop-elect Thompson, Apostle Coral, all the pastors and leaders on the conference line, greetings. I just thank God for tonight. I thank God for my church family. And I just thank God, you know, for bringing us together to pray. Because this is truly a time and a season that we have to pray often. As we can see around the world, the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But as was spoken earlier, but God has given us life and life more abundantly. In order for us to have that life, we have to be focused. We have to look unto the hills from which cometh our help. And our help truly comes from the Lord. And as I pray, I just thanking God for what he has done thus far in our lives. I thank God, you know, for my life, my help, and my strength. I thank God for who he is, because without him, I am nothing. And Lord, as I come to your throne of grace right now in the name of Jesus, I ask you for mercy right now, God. Search my heart. Forgive me, God, of my sins, O God, of every word, every thought, deed, and action, that my prayers may be heard by you. And, Father, I just pray right now, God, for every leader, Lord God, of Cultivating Wholeness and those that's on the conference line and all around the world, dear Lord. Father God, I just, oh God, for a hedge of protection, dear Lord. Father God, we've been attacked with our health. We've been attacked, oh God, with our finances. We have been attacked, oh God, with our families. Lord, your word says that weapons will form, Lord God, but we declare it will not prosper in 2016. Lord, you said you have given us life and life more abundantly. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on this conference line. Father God, I just declare, Father God, that no weapon forged against us will not prosper. Father, help us to be more focused. Help us to be more determined. Help us, oh God, to know your will, Father God. Father, in this end time season, prepare us, oh God, for what you have us to walk into. We have new ministries. Some of us are going in new directions, oh God. Father God, help us to seek your will, Lord God. Not our will be done, but your will be done. Equip us, O God, the more. Father God, open up our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes, our spiritual heart, dear God, to be in tune with you, dear Lord God. Father, I just pray, Father God, all that we have gone through in 2015, dear Lord, Father God, that it will remain in 2015. But, Father God, that we'll come coming into a greater place, oh God, in 2016. I declare it and I decree it in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone, Lord God. Father, strengthen every heart, every soul, every spirit right now. Continuously to raise up, equip us the more, God. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus. Father, continuously to lift up every heart. That is my prayer, Father God. So much is going on around the world. Lord God, you said even the very elect will be fooled if possible. So, Father God, help us, oh God. Equip us, strengthen our eyes, our heart, to be that much more in tune with you, Father God. Father, help us not to miss the mark, but Lord, allow us to be on point, oh God, in what you will have us to do. Father God, open up the doors, Lord God, of what we need to walk into, Father God. Shut every door that needs to be shut in our lives. Allow us to have clear focus, fear of direction, dear Lord. Lord God, I just truly pray that 2016 will be a year for all of your leaders, oh God, and for everyone around the world, dear Lord God. I pray for spiritual blessings in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray and I ask all of these many blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You have to believe to receive. If you are listening to these dynamic men and women of God who are praying, who are asking God, who are petitioning God with supplications, with a commitment and with love, you have to believe to receive. You have to believe to receive. Giving God all the glory and giving God all the praise. Tonight we're having a travail prayer night. We're travailing. It's not like it's similar to the old school travailing method when you go into the church and they close the doors and lock them and nobody comes out until you hear from the Lord. Well, we have a few hours here and we want to use these hours not for just teaching, not for just preaching, but for prayer. And we heard some dynamic prayers tonight. We heard some dynamic prayers tonight. It's a young man I wanted to he's my spiritual son. He's related to Apostle Cole. Keon, are you on the line?
Yes, Bishop.
Amen. Keon, what I want you to do, I want you to pray for something. Pray for 2016. What do you feel in your heart is needed? I want you to pray for us, okay? Would you do that for me? I know I put you on the spot. I asked you to call in. I asked you to listen in tonight. But then, see, I have confidence in the God that's in you, in the Spirit that's in you. Could you pray for us just for a moment, please?
Certainly. Almighty and eternal Father, I just come before your throne, O God. Your throne of mercy, your throne of grace, O God, your throne of love. And Father God, I just thank you, O God, for all that you have done in each and every one of our lives, O God. I pray, O God, that you would forgive each and every one of us of our sins, O God. Your word declares we sin in thought, O God. We sin in deed, we sin in action, O God. And Father God, just cleanse us of our sins, O God. Father God, just begin to do a new work within us, O God. Pour out your spirit, O God. Pour, O God, Open the windows of heaven, O God, and shower your people with your blessings, O God. Have your way, O God, on earth as it is in heaven, O God. Father God, as we prepare, O God, to go into 2016, O God, we know your people are calling on you, O God, to just do a work within them, O God. Do a work around them, O God. But Father God, I just pray, O God, that they would open their hearts, O God. They would put themselves in a position, O God, to receive, O God, all that you have for your people, Father God. And Father God, you are calling your people in this time, O God, and in this season to just pray what's on your heart, O God. We've got to pray for our very enemies, O God. We've got to pray for the sick, O God. We've got to pray, O God, for those, O God, that are on the blocks, O God. We've got to pray for the broken marriages, O God. Father God, the divorce rate, O God, in the church, O God, is skyrocketing, O God. And we've got to pray for the people, O God, in general, O God. Father God, I come against every ISIS demon right now, O God. O God, Father God, every spirit that has been released, O God, over the earth, O God. Father God, your word declares the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, O God. And Father God, every spirit that has been released, O God, on a diabolical assignment, O God, to destroy your people, O God. Father God, we just come against it even right now, O God. Father God, I call upon you to arise, O God, and demonstrate your power, O God. Move like never yet before, O God. Eradicate, O God, anything, O God, that is not of you, O God. Any blockage, O God. Anything that may stop, O God, your people from progressing, O God. Every spirit that may come to hinder, O God, and prevent our finances, O God. I just pray even right, O God, that you would move, O God, arise by your power, O God, by your might, O God, and just move like never yet before, O God. Just move like never yet before, O God. Father God, just open up, O God, new portals, O God, new avenues for your people to walk into their purpose, O God, into their destinies, O God. O God, that all that you have predestined them, O God, to be, oh God, just move, oh God. Just move.
Amen. Amen. Tion. Tion?
Yes.
How old are you?
19.
Amen. 19 years old. And you're growing in the right direction. You're doing the right thing. I know I kind of put you on the spot. I asked you to come on and listen tonight, but I knew it was in you. I knew that you had a powerful prayer and you have a powerful word. I just wanted to let you know that I had every confidence, and I thank God for you, young man. And I'm going to pray a little prayer for you before I call on my next guest to pray. Father, in the name of all that is true and holy, all that is wise, in the name of the power and authority that is granted by the shedding of blood and the blood of Christ Jesus, that came to sacrifice his life so that we may find a greater and a more inspiring life to serve you. I ask that you rain down upon this young man your Holy Spirit, that you fill him with a double portion of your Holy Spirit, God, that you lift him up. And all those things that are coming against him, I bind them up in the name of Christ Jesus, that you give him the strength of heart, the strength of mind, the strength of purpose to go into war, to be a demon slayer, to be a true soldier, to be a true warrior against those things that are coming against him, and not only against him, but against those who you will place in his future, those that you will place in his path. I bind him up, and I come against him in the name of Christ Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you give him a double portion of your Holy Spirit, a triple portion of your Holy Spirit. Lift him up and protect him, because the devil is trying to destroy him. And I bind the enemy up in every way, shape, form, or fashion that he's manifested himself against him in his mind, in his body, against his heart, his spirit, his soul. And anyway, I bind the demon up. I bind him up in the name of Christ Jesus. Let it be so according to your word, according to the power and authority of your word and the blood that was shed by Christ Jesus, which you cannot deny. I call upon the blood of Christ Jesus that you answer and honor my words in the name of Christ. Let it be so. And it is done according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, young man, for praying. I have a friend on the line that I wanted to pray. She didn't know that she was going to pray. Dr. Cash, are you on the line? Dr. Cass.
I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah. Amen. I know you are. Could you pray for us something that would take us into 2016? And afterwards, I'm going to ask our chief apostle, Dr. Kim Warfield, to seal the prayer, to come on and close us out. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Given under the Spirit of Christ and to Apostle Warfield and each and every one that's in their respective places on the line, all of the leaders and everyone that have prayed, the prayers have gone up, and the way that the prayers went out, there was magnificent, and I thank God for them. Father God, in the mighty name of your great Son, Jesus Christ, as I come before you right now, Lord God, I give you honor, I give you glory, I give you praise, I worship and I adore you, I magnify you, and I lift you up high, God, above all names and all things. Father, I ask that you search my heart and my mind, oh God, if you find anything in it that is not like you. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you remove it and that you forgive me, oh God, if I have stepped out of place in any shape, form, or fashion. Now, Father, I come lifting up your people tonight, oh God, your leaders and the entire body of Christ, oh God, as you prepare us, Father, for the coming of your great Son. Lord, I ask that you help us, oh Lord God, that we will get in line and get in order with your word, with your will, what you are calling for us to do, God, according to what you said, oh God, in your word, oh God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, oh God, so that you can do what you want to do, oh God. And Lord, and I ask that you place in us, oh God, a praise, Lord God, where we will praise you more, oh God, that we will lift your name up more, oh God. Lord God, that we will give you what your Son paid for, oh God. Lord God, that we will worship you with the fullness, oh God, placing you first, oh God. Getting up in the morning, God, seeking you first for what you have us to do for that day, Lord God, and not leaning to our own understanding. Unto our own knowledge, oh God. But Lord God, coming to you for your help, oh God, for your guidance, oh God. Lord God, so that we can get it right the first time. And Lord, I ask God that you bless us, oh Lord God, that we will carry our life, that when we're in the public, oh Lord, that they will see Jesus in us, oh Lord God. Lord, that they will yearn to have that same Jesus, oh God, that they want to know who is this Jesus that is in you, that you're serving, and they will want to know you. Lord, I ask that you bring us together on one accord, oh God, your children, the body of Christ, oh Lord God, that we will reach the world, Lord God, that we will be prepared for the coming of your great Son. And Father, as we enter into this up new coming year, Lord, I pray that we will release and let go of everything that is not like you, and that we will leave it behind as we leave this year, as we journey on until new dimensions in you, Father, moving into higher heights and deeper depths, to glory, Lord God, moving into the places that you are calling us to move into, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much for that prayer. And once again, I know that you are not expecting to pray, but we are to pray without ceasing, and we should understand that prayer means talking to God. It's simple, just having a conversation with God, speaking that thing which is inside of us, speaking that thing which is in our hearts. And right now, I'm going to ask our chief apostle to come on and seal all the prayers. And after she has finished praying, I'll play a song, and we will all say goodnight. Chief apostle.
Amen. Father God, in your Son's name, we come before you again saying thank you. We ask you, Father, for forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, as I seal each and every one of these prayers, and even before I close out, Father, no longer shall we say we are going through, but right now, Father,
But everyone on this line, they will hear me say, we will claim it and receive it by faith, Lord. Father, we will use our spiritual authority from here on in. So, Father, I just thank you as I feel each and every prayer that went up to you, that the enemy cannot touch, cannot stop, cannot hinder anything that's already in the atmosphere. We just say thank you, and we receive it right now. The victory belongs to us. In your Son, Jesus, Yeshua's name, I pray, and I give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. With that, and no further prayers to be prayed, our chief apostle has sealed the day. I would like to thank you all for tuning in, and I'd like you, as you go, please listen to this song.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply it. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Let it rain, Lord.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
Oh, the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Good night, and to God be the glory.